This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You have heard the news about New York by now, I'm sure. After a transition period to get everybody used to the idea, starting September the 13th, you're going to have to be at least partially vaccinated to do a bunch of stuff inside in the city. Go to the gym, see a concert or a show, also eat indoors at a restaurant. Much as was the case when mask mandates became a thing, a lot of the enforcement is going to fall to businesses. And as you might imagine, they are feeling kind of mixed about the whole thing. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra did some asking around.
The Tin Cup Cafe, a breakfast and lunch spot in Brooklyn, has been around for about a decade, but it has barely survived the pandemic. Partner and general manager Craig Hanfield says last year the restaurant was making maybe a fifth of what it used to.
And just when we thought that we were, okay, wow, we could breathe easy and wipe our brow, wipe the sweat of our brow, wow, that was a close one. Now I'm concerned that, okay, here we go again.
Here we go again, COVID is surging. Also, here we go again, putting restrictions on customers. Hanfield is conflicted about the mandate. He wants more people to get vaccinated, but he thinks it'll be hard to enforce.
I mean, what do you do if somebody can't prove they're vaccinated? You've asked them not to come in? Like, who makes those decisions? Is it I have to police that?
The logistics are not clear. Like just a couple buildings over at a restaurant called J Diner, manager Giselle Tapia is standing behind the counter. She's the only one working. I ask her, when this mandate goes into effect, would she be the one checking vaccination cards?
I mean, probably. Or maybe, like, we may have somebody at the door who, like, waits for people and is just like, okay, and, like, sits them down.
Which would mean paying somebody else to guard the door all day. She's not sure what she'll do if a customer doesn't have proof. Also unclear, what the mandates will do to sales. Andrew Ridgey, executive director at the New York City Hospitality Alliance, says it could be a good thing.
You have some people that have stopped going out or limiting eating out because they're uncomfortable with the Delta variant, and now this could bring them back.
On the other hand, he says people who aren't vaccinated might stop going out to eat. Ridgey says he hopes the mandate has its intended effect and pushes more people to get vaccinated, because a lot of restaurants can't handle another round of closures and capacity restrictions. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.